November 24th, Jesus says, in the face of a God who incarnates part of himself to make that part salvation for his blameworthy creatures, the universe is overcome with amazement, and prostrates itself in adoring silence, before exploding into the canticle of the spheres and worlds, rejoicing over the perfection that descends to bring love to the planet covered with sin. The Victor, my holy Son, came to hound the forces of evil, put them to flight, and bring the pact of the alliance, and peace between God and man. He still passes among you and leaves no other footprint, but that of his love, a footprint that only the pure and honest in heart recognize and follow, for peace attracts the peaceful, mercy the good, justice the just, and purity the pure. He still comes and takes you by the hand, and says to you, do not fear, because I have come to help you. In all your needs, in all your afflictions, in all your misfortunes, why are you mistrustful? You have in your midst the one before whose wish the Father is unable to refuse, for my Son has surpassed all my wishes and I owe him a just recompense. If you reflected, O Christians, children of my Son, who has begotten you to grace by his sacrifice as man and as God, if you reflected about the fate he has pulled you out of, I don't say you ought to worship and love me throughout your lives, but love me, and worship me for 100, and even more lives, if it were granted to you to lead more lives again. Love me, then, with a super love and love my word just as much, who came to give you life. Even if you should be dead, you will live again, if you believe in him. Even if you should be arid lands without vegetation, you will be covered with verdure and fresh waters, for wherever my holy Son passes and remains, there flow forth rivers of the Lord's grace, and the lily and the rose bloom, palm and olive trees grow, as do virtues in man's heart, higher than the cedar. When you see a saint arise from the corrupt earth like a flower from a heap of putrid straw, when you see an athlete of Christ arise from a man who is nothing, and a light shine where there was darkness, and a voice sound, where before there was silence, and enlighten and instruct in the name of God, lift up your gaze and your soul, to seek the power creating the prodigy. Mine, which, as it drew man out of the slime, so from man, can draw the saint, the bearer of God, the tabernacle of God, the holy ark on whom my glory rests, and from whom my wisdom speaks to spirits. Do not be afraid to approach us, who love you. Do not divide our unity by loving one, and not the others. We love one another, and are united by love. Do the same. The Son must not make you neglect the Father. He does not do so. He teaches you to love me, and from his holy lips he hath the perfect prayer to the Father in heaven burst forth. The Son must not make you neglect the Holy Spirit. He does not do so. As on the threshold of his preaching he taught you to pray to me, the Holy Father, so on the threshold of the Passion he taught you to love the Paraclete who would be the illuminator of the truth taught. Without the Father you would not have had the Son, and without the Son you could not have had the Spirit. Without the Spirit you could not comprehend the Word, and without comprehending the Word follow his precepts as just people, and conquer the possession of the Father. Like ellipses of light, the causes and effects go from God, the superior pole, to you, the inferior pole, and from you go back up to God. You cannot put a fracture in the mystical parabola. The unity is not to be broken. If it should be broken, with a deformed love, you can no longer rise back up to perfection without danger, for by your disorder you disturb the trail of charity which like a divine net draws along with it the spirits of those who have understood what God is, and love God, the perfect spirit, only with a love from which humanity is excluded. Do not listen to false voices telling you a doctrine different from the one my Son has brought. And how can these criers of new words, speak words of life, if life is not in them, if they are falser than the images of the deceitful gods? Don't make them into gods. It is an abomination, to make oneself be believed to be such, and it is an abomination to believe it. One alone is God. He and the one I have sent, who became incarnate out of love. The others are wicked ones sold to Satan, and sell you to the accursed serpent. Look at my holy Son, at my Christ obedient as a servant. He, my eternal equal, out of love for the Father. He is the one who removed the bitterness from my breast, and reunited to me the children who had separated from me. My spirit is in him, for I am one with him, who becomes the minister of the Father's thought. Compare him to your deceitful messiahs, and see how gentle and perfect my son is, the one awaited by the peoples, the savior of the world. In him, filled with every virtue brought to perfection, justice and mercy reside. But since he is meek and holy, he does not impose, cry out, threaten, and oppress. The firstborn of all of you, the one consecrated to the Lord from all eternity, speaks with the voice of his love, teaches by example, and redeems by his sacrifice. He is like tepid water descending from the skies in April, to cleanse and refresh flowers and sod, and bring life to the places where storms have uprooted fronds. He is like light which descends to show the way, and is so serene that you do not notice it except when you have lost it. He is like a voice calling to lead to truth, and there is no harsh word on his lips for the wretchedness of man. He left the Father's embrace to become an ambassador to you of my law, and immolated himself to an obscure life and a tragic death, so that a seal would be placed upon the pact of alliance between mankind and God which no force removes. His blood, which remains as a splendid signature at the foot of the treaty of forgiveness. He used his indestructible power as God, not annulled in his new role as a man, not to reign, but to make you reign. Over evil, over illnesses, and over death. He used his wisdom not to crush you, but to elevate you. He made himself ransom money, a road, and a bridge to have you overcome the obstacles which barred heaven from you, and acquire heaven for you. And I had to make my hand weigh heavy upon him, the innocent one, because your past, present, and future sins were boundless, and the sacrifice offered to annul them had to be boundless. Can you measure this volume of sacrifice? No, you cannot. Only I, who am God, can know it. I alone know the sufferings of my divine Son. Do not look at the material torture which lasted a few hours. Not only in that hour did the Word suffer. For ages and ages the indescribable river of anguish of his pain has been mingled with his beatitude as God. Pain over the offenses against his most beloved Father, pain over the contempt for the lights of the Paraclete, pain over the offenses against the Word futilely borne to the multitudes, pain over the future sins which would place their filthy feet upon the holiness of his most holy self, pain over the uselessness of his sacrifice for a great part of those living. Do not look at the scourges, the thorns, and the nails with which the flesh was tormented by the blind at that time. Look at the spiritual torments you inflict upon my Holy One by your resistance to his entreaties. And who is deafer and blinder than you? Your eardrums and pupils are not broken, but your spirits are, and the sublime law which my Son came to bring you, and still brings you, thus does not penetrate into you, or if it penetrates you, it at once departs, as if from a sieve with large holes in the bottom. Consequently, as a result of this spiritual deformity of yours, which you have created voluntarily, you have the atrocious wars in which you increasingly lose love, and thus increasingly lose God, in addition to lives and possessions. But you are not all lepers and possessed by Satan. Among you, as rare as pearls inside oysters, are those faithful to my Son and to me. To them I say remain faithful to us, and I swear to you that I will be with you. Be the heralds of my word, and the witnesses to our justice, mercy, and holiness. In this life you shall have us close to you, and in the other you shall be close to us, and shall see the works of the divinity. When the one to whom I have submitted all judgment comes to divide the harvest from the darnel, and to bless the lambs, while cursing the asps and the rams, you shall be around him, wheels of joyful light around the tremendous and royal light of the incarnate divinity. You shall be the new people of God, the eternal people over whom my blessed and most holy Son shall reign, and you shall announce his praises to the stars and the planets, for all that has been made was made to constitute a throne for the victim, the hero, and the holy one upon whom there is no stain, and upon whom the Father's good pleasure rests, and stars and planets, in the hour of his triumph, must serve as a carpet of gems for the King of the world passing by, followed by his entourage of saints. To enter into the eternal Jerusalem, when this event of the creation has come to an end with the destruction of the earth, and the judgment of the peoples. At the beginning of this dictation I wrote, Jesus says, but, as you see, it is the Most Holy Father who is speaking here, celebrating the Son.